Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR, and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. Now I am chatting with the President and CEO, Charles Funk. Charles, let's follow up on news that came out yesterday, February 23rd. It is the remainder of the drill results from hole one at the Aquila target. This is at the Unga project in Alaska. Now, the initial part of this hole was released back at the tail end of November, and the initial result showed almost 4.5 grams per ton gold over a little more than 3.5 meters from about 37.5 meters downhole. Now, the rest of these results actually came in some at higher grades and some at higher width intervals. One of the highlights being 2.24 grams per ton gold over 17 meters and a little bit over 5.5 grams per ton gold over almost 6 meters. Charles, can you summarize what now this entire hole has showed you about the potential here at Aquila?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. This hole's really opened our eyes. We've spent the last few weeks talking about the SH1 results. And so this target's 6 kilometres away on the same vein. And we've recognised we've got two mineralised veins and a heap of upside.
Now let's take a look at some of the figures within this news release. I want to start with figure 2 because that outlines this hole 1 here. And you can see these two veins, the Amherst vein and the Ankle Creek vein. What do you take away from what looks like the Amherst vein that is thicker, maybe more of the priority vein, but also now this Ankle Creek vein?
Yeah, we didn't quite know what to expect. The Aquila zone was found in the early 80s. Multiple vein zones with some nice high-grade mineralization up to multiple ounce-plus samples on surface. Over 850 meters of strike. So we had this big footprint, and they'd tried drilling it in the early 80s and drilled 7 or 8 holes and got really poor drill core recovery. And so we followed up based on the grades and the interest that they'd generated. Amazingly, no one had followed up in the 40 years beforehand. And so we know, or your listeners know, that veins can bend, crack, split, and join. And generally where they bend and where they join are really good spots for forming gold mineralization. And so we recognize that we've got two vein trends, the Ankle Creek on one orientation and the Amethyst on another. We didn't know this until we drilled and got the assay results back, but it clearly looks like the Amethyst vein is the main structure and that the Ankle Creek structure is at an angle to that. And maybe most exciting for us is the Amethyst intersection is wide open in every direction, and we know those two veins are going to meet probably between 25 and 100 meters to the east, and that's an awesome target for us to step out on this year.
So because a lot of that historic drilling, you said that barely any of that core was recovered, does that mean that this is a new discovery at Aquila?
Yes, I think you can legitimately say that. You always get a bit nervous on stamping things as discoveries. But yes, there's 9 holes over well over a kilometre spacing in the old work. Told you that there was an interesting zone, but they never returned results like this. And to have, I think there's two ways to win here now. There's the broad intercepts. The entire interval is 31 metres at 1.8 grams. It's only about 30 metres below surface. There's the potential for a big broad zone. And then you mentioned those smaller sub-intervals that are high-grade themselves. So I think no one's returned an intercept like that at Aquila before, and maybe most importantly, it's wide open for us to follow up this year.
So one more point to reference on figure 2. You can tell that hole 1 kind of follows this Amherst vein down. So you are getting a nice long interval here, but any thoughts on what the actual width is of this, let's call it the main vein?
Yeah, we've only got the one pierce point, so I wouldn't say with confidence. In fact, we didn't hit it with the other holes due to the angles that we were drilling at. We'll have to change the drill orientation when we come back in late March. But we think it's probably about 50%. It's probably in the 8 to 9 meters range, which is fantastic.
Okay, let's move to figure one, and I will also post this figure below the interview. Now we see the drill locations of these two holes and just how much more area you have to explore here. Where's the follow-up work going to be focused then?
Yeah, I think it's a very simple follow-up. You know, four out of the five holes that we drilled intersected either the Ankle Creek or the Amethyst vein. We're just going to systematically step out to the east, to the west, to the southwest, and at depth on 50-meter centers. We're particularly excited about the east where the two veins are going to meet, and we think that's going to be a pretty special spot for mineralization. And so we're going to try and be a little innovative this year. We're bringing two RC rigs up to site in a month from now. It's not very common to do that, but it's going to allow us to drill a lot of meters very cheaply. And so we can test all these vein structures because, as you said, we've got a big area to explore at Aquila.
Now, is the RC rig going to be able to give you enough information about these veins?
Yes, we believe so. So we will have the good geology on site mapping the RC as we go. We can drill a lot of meters very quickly. And we actually get a very large sample, which helps with gold systems in particular to get more representative samples. So we think it's going to give us a lot of results very quickly at the start of our program.
So we can see within figure one here, the two veins that I guess you know about are outlined here, but there looks like there's a lot of other veins on this system or in this area. How do you go about testing those and how do you go about naming them?
We've picked the names from an old map. So if you like them, I can't claim credit. And if you don't like them, it's not my fault. The A was clearly a theme. They've all got an A in their name. What really stands out to me in figure one is look at the number of greater than 10 gram rock chips. Look at the number of greater than 5 gram rock chips spread across this shape. And for any geological aficionados in your audience, there's a classic dilational shape forming there. And that's exactly where you form ore shoots in epithermals. So we've got, you know, a kilometre-long trend, almost never been drilled. We've made our initial discovery, and we can't wait to get back there and see how big this could be.
Now, what sort of step-outs are you going to be doing when you get those RC rigs on the ground?
We'll start with 50-metre step-outs. We've got two targets in mind. You know, actually, I suppose go back a step. You know, we didn't understand what we've just talked about today until we did the initial five drill holes. And so we'll build on that knowledge, and that's why 50-meter step-outs is what we think is the right process to get a greater understanding. And so we might have the potential for multiple veins coalescing into an open pit scenario, or we also think these veins might coalesce into one major structure, as very commonly happens in epithermals, and we have a classic high-grade shoot at depth. So we'll be able to drill with two opportunities in mind this year.
So it sounds like since you're bringing an RC rig on, you are going to be focusing more along strike then, maybe not going so deep with future holes, just trying to get an understanding of these veins that come up near or close to surface?
We'll do both. You know, we can drill down in this area in particular, we can probably go as deep as 400 meters. So we'll do a combination of the shallow drilling because that's the very high impact. And then we'll test the idea that we have that it might coalesce into a bonanza zone at depth with some deeper holes. So we will follow our geological noses, and where the gold is, we'll follow.
Now, are you waiting for the rest of the holes out of this area to finalize that drill program, or can you give us any insights on meterage, anything else?
Yeah, we haven't finalized the total meterage at this stage, but we're going to come back and aggressively expand. You know, definitely with the RC, we can commit to at least 10, 20 holes at Aquila. We'll put a second RC rig at Apollo Sitka, which we've talked about in the past, and we'll move the diamond rig to SH1. So the fact that RC can drill so much more quickly means we have to adjust our numbers in what we can drill within our budget. But it's going to be a very aggressive program that we will finalize in a few weeks. We should be drilling by the end of March. And so in late March, we'll provide a full update on what that program looks like. But rest assured, Aquila will be one of our first targets based on this result.
Now, how many more drill holes, meter-wise, do you still have in the lab to be released?
Meter-wise, it's probably about half the drill holes. There's four more holes from Aquila, which is mostly into the Ankle Creek vein. We didn't drill the Amethyst vein. We recognise now that we need to come back to and drill that at a different orientation. And then we have the Apollo Sitka results that you can expect the first of very shortly.
All right. Well, Charles, we'll wrap it up there. We will be following up as more news hits the market. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Charles regarding any of this drilling or any of the other targets at the Unga property, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Charles, I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thanks, Corey. Have a great day.